Then they came to Sukhashram. When the Supreme Lord Sri Ramachandra saw the beauty of Siddhashram, there were thousands and thousands of pure-hearted brahmins meditating, taking their baths, offering ablutions in the water of the Ganges. Some were doing the holy fire sacrifice. Some were chanting Vedic hymns. They were all illustrious due to their moral and spiritual qualities. Mr. Vijayamuni explained to Lord Ramachandra not only the history of the place, but he also explained the history of himself and his whole dynasty, genealogical forefathers. Then he explained that these very pure-hearted and saintly devotees, they are performing yajna, but they're always being harassed by these two demons, Maricha and Subhaku. I have brought you here to kill them. The devotees saw their Guru Maharaj coming with their worshipable Lord, Radha Lakshmi. They immediately came running and offered them all respect, gifts of affection, brought them nice fruits and roots from the forest, honored them in so many nice ways. And the sages explained to Ram Lakshmi that we are in so much distress because so many of us have been killed and eaten by these demons. And every time we perform this yajna, at the very end, they spoil it all. So Lord Rama said, perform your yajna, and we will be here to protect you. Because we have the blessings and the instructions of our Guru Maharaj upon us. So Vishwamitra Muni told them, let us commence the yajna. He said to the Lord, this yajna will be for 7 days. They'll never come until the very end of the seventh day. And then they will come and howl and scream and throw buckets of blood and human flesh and everything else abominable on our yajna and kill everybody. They began the yajna, chanting on this first day, second day, third day, fourth day, fifth day, sixth day. Ram was sitting there with his bow and arrow, waiting. The end of the seventh day, when the yajna was just about to find its culmination, the sky turned black. They heard terrible sounds of screaming. Chilly winds came to their bodies. All of a sudden, from the darkness of the sky, blood started pouring on everybody. Then fat, flesh, and other disjointed and torn apart limbs and bones started flying all over like rain. Then stool and urine and next body pus flying all over everyone. The sacrifice was being ruined. Then Maricha and Subhaku, two gigantic, ghastly ogres, appeared. They were wrong. With one bow, he chanted a mantra. I think it was an astra from Vayu he invoked, and he shot it into the chest of Maricha. And the Maricha went flying at 100 yojanas, 800 miles into the ocean. To Bobby Kane, to seek revenge. He shot an arrow into the heart of Subhama, fell to the ground, vomiting blood, and died. Then all of the other Rakshasas came to seek revenge, and he shot different arrows and scattered them in all directions. Thus, all the Rakshasas were defeated. The demigods showered flowers on Rakshasa. The sages celebrated. Vishwamitra Muni was so pleased, he gave profuse blessings upon Sri Aurobindo. Sri Ram said to the Balaki, then they performed their yajna and completed it perfectly to the satisfaction of everyone. The Rishi of Siddhartha told Balaki, now that we have completed our yajna, by your great mercy, we are going to Mithila on a pilgrimage. That is the holy city of King Janak. There is a big sacrifice taking place there. And there is a big, big bow of Lord Shiva that we want to see. We're going there. Would you like to come with us? Vishwamitra Muni invited us. Let us go. I would like to show you the Holy City. They began their journey. On the way to Mithila, they crossed the holy river Ganges, spoke the glories of the river Ganges. They visited different hermitages of great devotees of the Lord. Thus they came to the outskirts of Mithila. Just in the outskirts, they came to a beautiful hermitage. There was no one there. Lord Rama asked Vishwamitra Muni, can you tell me why this beautiful hermitage, no one is here? Vishwamitra Muni explained that this is the ashram of Gautama Rishi. Gautama Rishi has a wife of the name Ahalya. They were living here long ago. One day, Gautama Rishi went to take his bath. While he was gone, the king of heaven, Indra, he was so much attracted by the beautiful bodily features of Ahalya, he desired to enjoy her. By his yogic powers, he assumed the form of Gautama Rishi. Indra, in his disguise, knowing Gautama Rishi was away, came before Ahalya and said that, oh, my dear wife, I know it's time for our yajna and everything like that, but I have a great longing to enjoy with you. So please satisfy my desire. Please understand that King Indra is not an ordinary person. He's a very charismatic celebrity. And when Indra comes before a lady, in whatever disguise he may be in, he's very powerful. Ahalya knew that this is Indra, the disguise of my husband. But in the weakness of the moment, she could not say no to the King of Heaven. And after some time, Ahalya knew that my husband, the real Gautama Rishi, he's coming soon. So you better get out. So Indra, afraid of the power of Gautama Rishi, left the hermitage, but on his way out, he happened to come across Gotama Rishi. But he was still in the form of Gotama Rishi. Gotama Rishi understood something suspicious is going on here. He went into his meditation and understood exactly what happened. So he cursed Indra. I'm not going into any details of that today. If you want to know, you can read Valmiki's Ramayana. It was a very painful curse. More than that, it was embarrassing. For one who is honored, dishonor is very difficult. That's in his body. He cursed her because she has misused the beautiful body that God has given her for the service of her husband and Krishna, that she is even a body. So she pleaded with her, please, please, do not do this. It was a mistake. I beg forgiveness. It was just an accident. Please forgive me. So Gotama Rishi explained to her that because of your sincerity and because of your repentance, I give you this benefit. That when the Supreme Lord descends into this world as Lord Ramachandra, along with Vishwamitra and his brother Lakshmana, he will come to this place. And when he sees you, and when he places his foot upon you, then you will become completely pure of all that your contaminations. Then you will attain the perfection of life of pure devotional service. Then we will be reunited. Body. According to some, they say that she became a stone. Vishnu explains to Lord Ram. And Lord Ram, with his spiritual vision, was able to see her. And on that stone, he placed his lotus feet. And by the touch of the lotus feet of the Lord, and the glance from the lotus eye of the Lord, Ahalya became completely purified, manifested her original beautiful form. There she surrendered to the Supreme Lord with tears of love in her eyes. And Gotama Rishi appeared also. Together they worshipped Lord Krishna. Offered all respects to the Chalitmanani. The Lord blessed them. And then Gotama Rishi and Ahalya reunited, performed their devotional service again. Gotama Rishi told his wife that actually this was a benediction. Our relationship now is on a higher and sweeter platform of pure devotion than it has ever been before by the causeless mercy. From Gotama Rishi's ashram, they entered into the kingdom of Mithila. The news came to Maharaj Janak. Vishwamitra Muni has come with his disciples to Mithila. Immediately, personally came out to greet him. This was the etiquette demonstrated by these great souls. Maharaj Janak was such an evil king, with great armies and subjects, but yet, when an advanced devotee would come to his kingdom, he would not just call him to have a special appointment with them. But he had come out to wherever they were to
personally worship them and bring them to his palace and offer them his throne. Sometimes when our devotees in the past were doing life membership in Bombay, like our Giriraj Maharaj, they would sometimes go to some wealthy people's office. First they had to go to the secretary. Then the secretary would call the owner or the president. The president, usually they say, oh, tell him that I'm busy today, they should come some other time. Or if they're lucky, they'll say, oh, tell him he can have an appointment 10 o'clock tomorrow morning. Or if they're especially very magnanimous, they'll say, oh, he's a Vaishnav, he's come. Send him to my office now. This is like a great privilege. You get to enter into his office. But those who are like King Janaka, they will come running out. You shouldn't come to me. I should come to you and greet you and wash your feet. But then, they don't like to do that. Because if you do that, then you have to say, how can I serve you? And they may ask you for something. Maharaj keep them out running. There are all sorts of gifts and articles of worship. Brought me back to the palace, greeted them so nicely. Sarah said, the perfection of all of my duties of the king have fructified today because a great devotee like you has come to purify and sanctify our kingdom with your lotus feet. Then he asked, who are these two beautiful personalities that you have brought with you? Vishwamitra Muni introduced them, that this is Ramchandra and this is Lakshmi. They are the two sons of Dasarath. And they had just come to Siddhartha. They killed the two terrible Rakshasas, Marichas, Subhadu, with all their armies to protect our yajnas. The chief priest of Kedar was named Satavanda. Satavanda wanted to extol the glories of Vishwamitra Muni, Maharaj Jana, as well as Ram and Lakshmi. But before describing the glories of Vishwamitra, Satyananda, this great Brahmin priest, he introduced himself. He said, I am the son of Gautam Rishi and Ahalya. And although there are two such great personalities, I think you may know what happened to my mother. On your way here, did you go through their ashram? And if you did, what was it like? So Vishwamitra Muni explained, Lord Rama glanced upon your mother, and she once again became a Ahalya. After so many thousands and thousands of years, and her heart was completely purified. And now she is reunited with Gautam Rishi, performing her worship. Satyananda, son of Gautam Rishi and Ahalya, was so overjoyed to hear the mercy of Lord Rama upon his mother and father. Then he explained the glories of Vishwamitra Muni. Upon hearing it, King Janak was struck with wonder. They spoke for many hours. It became little late at night. Maharaj Janak, with great love and affection, he told them, then let us meet again tomorrow morning. Tonight let us let the sadhu take rest.